This is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. New federal regulations require child care centers to have criminal background checks, including sex offenses, between March 1st and September 30th of next year. Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says the proposed tax cut would mean an average of about $60 per year for poor families and $300 per year for middle-income families. Canada agrees to pay $750 million Canadian dollars to 30,000 people to make amends for a forced adoption program where social workers forcibly separated Indigenous children from their families and put them up for adoption in non-Native families in Canada and around the world. To date, the Trump administration has sought to reverse more than 50 environmental rules. Years of pumping groundwater has led some parts of Tokyo to sink by almost 15 feet over the past century. About one-third of German electricity comes from renewable sources. In the U.S., the figure is 15%, Britain weighs in at 25%, and France about 19%. Lawyer for Fox News, Diane Brandy, has taken a voluntary leave as fallout from sexual harassment issues continue to dog the network. California's treasurer urged board members of the state's pension funds to divest holdings of retailers that sell guns and ammunition around the country that are illegal in California. When trying to determine the percentage of an automobile that is made in America, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration relies on car makers to report and considers Canada along with the U.S. as domestic in its calculations. The Balanced Budget Amendment Task Force is trying to organize an Article 5 constitution allowed under the U.S. Constitution when two-thirds of the states, or 34 states, join in calling for a constitutional convention. There are seven states under Republican legislative control that could trigger this in the next 2 years. The last census in Brazil in 2010 counted 387,910 waste pickers nationwide called catadores, who pick up aluminum, paper, cardboard, and other recyclables. Administrative litigation in China, cases which usually involve private citizens suing government officials, have doubled to 330,000 annually in 2013. Commercial law cases have also increased tenfold to 152,000 cases over the past decade. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.